Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We're looking at record crops of corn, soybeans, and wheat this year. Dairy farmers are suffering with the lowest prices since 2009. We have too much milk, not just here in the United States, but Europe also. Members of Congress from farm districts and states want the government to help prop up a sinking farm economy. Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, Milk Producers Federation are asking for help. Senator Moran from Kansas wants the government to buy wheat and ship it to countries that need food. Ag Secretary Vilsack suggests that USDA purchase $150 million worth of cheese and give the cheese to food banks and school nutrition programs. And now, taking these products off the market would raise prices some. On the plus side, our exports of soybeans are surging thanks to China, and new crop export commitments are ahead of last year. Corn exports are impressive. Wheat exports expect to surge 22%. U.S. food production is something to brag about. However, too much of anything will drive down prices. And you know the story, the cure for low prices is low prices. And seems like yesterday we had $7 corn. And I'm sure that the government will be able to offer some support to farmers, but I would not expect very much. The Congress won't have any time to act. They'll be back in town in September, but not for long. The election is coming up. And after the election, there's some talk about trying to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement. With both presidential candidates saying that they oppose it, the chances are slim. We need that agreement, though. Australia, Singapore, and other Pacific countries, including China, are negotiating their own agreement, and we are left out. When I look across my corn and soybean fields, I just love the beauty of a healthy, bountiful crop. Harvest will be so much fun. We just wish prices were a little better. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.